Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 38 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Cloudy. 38 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Cloudy. 38 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Cloudy. 38 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Cloudy. 51 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Clear. 49 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Clear. 49 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Clear. 42 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Cloudy. 44 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Cloudy. 44 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Cloudy. 44 degrees. Good morning. 11 hundred hours. Cloudy. 44 degrees. Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Cloudy. 56 degrees. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Cloudy. 59 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Cloudy. 57 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Cloudy. 52 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Cloudy. 49 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Rain. 43 degrees. Good evening, 1800 hours. Rain. 42 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours. Rain. 40 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours. Cloudy. 38 degrees.
All right, let's try this again on the right repeater and not going all over the state. Good evening, this is Matt, WSAU, with the U of M Sunday Night Net. This net meets every Sunday night at 8 p.m. on this Michigan, on this WSUM repeater. This net is open to all amateurs. When checking in, please give your name and call sign. I'll take check-ins in the following order. I'll take check-ins first from mobile, portable, or short-time stations, then from Echolink or All-Star stations, then from all other stations. Are there any mobile, portable, or short-time stations for the U of M Sunday Night Net? Please call now.
November 8th, Sierra Bravo Echo, stationary mobile.
SB, I know there was some other either carrier interference. Is there another station trying to check in for mobile, portable, or short time? Nothing heard. Any SB, what do you have for us?
Yeah, WSAU and ASBE. Good evening to you and the rest of the net. And we're just out here. He's sitting in the truck trying to stay warm. It's amazing the way that the temperatures have been going up and down so crazy over the last few days, and it looks like we're going to get some more of it the rest of this week. Back to net, any of this week.
Yeah, I thought it was supposed to be a nicer nicer day today, but clearly it's not. As in, you've got to transplant some tomato plants from seedlings into individual pots, and I've been walking out into the garage to do that periodically, and it's a cold and wet walk between the house and the garage, even though it's like 10 feet. Anyhow, sorry I started the net a little late. I accidentally call down to 7-4 and say, WHUM. All right, are there any Echo Link or All-Star stations we need to check into the UFM 79.net? Please call now. All right, nothing heard. Any and all stations for the UFM 79.net? Please call now.
ATO, Don.
Bravo 6, November uniform.
Bravo 8, Oscar India Sierra, John.
I've got ATO, 86NU, and 88OIS, although I think all of you at work off, maybe the OIS wasn't, but all of you, I recognize you by name and voice and end of things. But is there anyone else that you're on Sunday night? Please call now. All right, nothing heard. Somebody keeps opening the squelch for on the radio, kind of gets after the squelch tail of the repeater, so there's got to be some sort of squelch interference. ATO, where are you at for it? Can we pause by NU? Go ahead, Don.
Thanks, Matt. ACTO Don. Well, I've been kind of watching the expeditions, although I failed to do Bouvet Island. In fact, I could almost never hear them. I'm watching the others. I got that one off Guinea-Bissau off the coast, a couple of bands. I've gotten Sable Island and Canada off the Canadian coast and a couple of bands. I'm trying for them on 80 now, but they seem to be having trouble hearing me. This is all FT8. Heard people a pile up trying to call Bangladesh. I was not able to get through. I think that was on 40 this evening. So, see what I can do. That's about it for me. ACTO, back to net.
Good luck with the PCX conditions, and the talk of PW at the U of M club meeting on Thursday got me thinking about if maybe there was something out there that sounded like it was better than the PW skimmer or more free than free than PW skimmer, and started looking around, and it looks like there's a program that's designed mostly to control for like a Flight 6000, but also will work with other radios that has some built-in PW decoding that's supposed to be on par with what PW skimmer can do. And I was I found it, but I still haven't had a chance to download it and load it on my ham computer and see if it actually works as advertised. Anyhow, speaking of which, up next is KD6NU, and you'll listen. Oh, by OIS. Go ahead, Dan.
Okay, you in the net, QB6NU. Well, my Sable Island story is that I heard them on 30 meters CW, a couple, three, four days ago, and I thought I'd try and work them, and I wasn't having so much luck. And I decided, well, maybe I should check if I already worked Sable Island. And as it turns out, I did a couple of times. So I said, hell with this. I'll just go back to rag chewing. Why bother try to beat on the pileup? That's my Sable Island story. Back to you, KB6NU.
Thanks. That's kind of a little bit how I feel about field day. I kind of like the idea of contacting as many other stations. I'm not real great on the competition sort of thing, so I think I'd better with support than I am with working the radio for something like Field Day. Anyhow, up next is KDOIS, the fun with the Hedgehog.
Great, thanks, Matt. Yeah, you mentioned about the events at the club meeting. I thought it was really interesting what Peter did, having the students present items that they were working on. And certainly something very interesting was with the QRP rig. A couple of the individuals got up there and talked about their experience and some of the difficulties they had, both in programming the computer chip and lack of instructions. Then another student got up with his QRP rig and talked about some of the difficulties, but how intense and comprehensive an 80-page instruction manual was to build a QRP rig. So they also went on and talked about APRS, the club website, and several other things. So it was nice to see the student involvement, all the activities that are going on up in the Shakti days. We go up there and, you know, we find something that's misset, and it takes us 45 minutes to reset a computer or to reset something to get the programs up and running. And it's just evidence that the students have been up there tinkering. You know, they've been playing around with the satellite stations and slow scan TV, so that's great. And about the Flex radio, yeah, it looks like the microphone plug got pulled out of the back of the radio somehow, so everything's up and running up the shack. Back to you, Matt, KPHOIS.
And glad you got figured out what was wrong with the flex. Yeah, my comment was just kind of tangentially related in that there's some CW decoding software that someone, I think, is more of an enthusiast of the flex than involved with flex. They has written some software that does a bunch of things, and one of the things it does is decode CW. And the QRP lab stuff, I think there's a few people that have within Aero Club that have built some of those radios and had to wind the toroids to make the different chokes and transformers for the radio. Sounds like an interesting project, but also sounds I've done that stuff before, and not sure that should I find it interesting to do it again. It's kind of fun to do it one time, and it's a little tedious when you've done it like the 10th time. This is WSU with U of M Sunday night. Are there any additional stations wishing to check in? Please come out. All right, nothing here. It's very interesting. Somebody in my living room here is opening a small tennis radio that's about half scale. Depending on where it's going to radio. Thanks everyone that checked into the U of M Sunday night. And thanks to U of M Club for the use of the repeater. This is WSU. Bringing the U of M Sunday night that's to a close with 1, 2, 3, 5 check-ins. Today's time we started, I think, 4 minutes late, so let's take about time in 7 minutes. This is WSU and QSYs at RC.
Good evening. 21 hours. Rain. 36 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours, cloudy, 35 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours, cloudy, 35 degrees.